your financial team is critical to the success of your business. If you've got an external bookkeeper, an internal bookkeeper, if you've got a business coach, if you've got a tax accountant, please make sure you communicate with them and let them know, hey, I need to know this information, or hey, this information doesn't look right. Can you please explain that to me? Or hey, this information doesn't look like, can you just double check that that is correct and let me know what's going on there? Growing a successful trades business isn't about you being the best on the tools. It's about how you profit, plan, prepare, and prosper so you can create a business that supports you and your family. Welcome to Profit First for Tradies. I am your host, Katie Krismali Marshall, and this is the podcast for tradies who are ready to transform their business from a cash-eating monster to a money-making machine. Let's dive in. Welcome to this episode of the Profit First for Tradies podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about your financial team. Now, if you've listened to any of my podcasts previously or seen any of my webinars or masterclass, you'll know I talk about building your financial team, and that's a really critical part of the business. And it's one area that I see so many business owners fall down in, and often not their doing, but simply because they just don't know what they don't know. So I wanted to go over again today a few pointers, a few tips you can have a look and see whether your financial team is up to scratch or not. Now, nobody is perfect. I'm not perfect. My bookkeeping team are not perfect. My Profit First for Tradies team are not perfect. But everything we do, we keep the client in mind and how to support them best from a financial perspective. So in my world, what that looks like is when I have a client come to me, whether it's for my bookkeeping or whether it's for Profit First, if I see things in their zero file, because that is where all my information comes from, I'm going to direct them and suggest to them that they have a chat to, whether it be their accountant, if they've got an existing bookkeeper, if they're working with a business coach. If I see things that I think need further explanation or they need to ask some questions around it, then I'm going to highlight to them to be able to do that. And it's one of the things working with clients that I get the biggest amount of positive feedback on. They're just like, oh, why didn't anybody tell me that? And what I really wanted to talk about today, because again, I've had a lot of new clients come on board who have had really poor advice from their financial team, and it's put them into a financial situation that is really, really tough and could have been avoided. So I wanted to give you a couple of tips today to just kind of go through your head and have a think about these steps and whether or not you're on the right track with your financial team or you are not. So firstly, I love working with clients who are working with business coaches because you're already focused on your business and your business coach that you work with will have a specialty. And usually they're around things like sales and marketing and those sorts of systems and so on, which is amazing. We love that because again, you're going to get more information, more data, and that is going to help us where we work with you from Profit First. But just be super, super clear, what is it that you want from your business coach? And remember, communication is key. Your coach, your accountant, your bookkeeper, if you don't tell them what you need, then they don't know. So they'll just continue on down this track. And yes, you're going to get some things out of it, but it may not be what's best for you. So please go back to your financial team and say to them, hey, actually, I need help with this, this, and this. Is that your space or is that somebody else's? And any financial professional will be able to point you in the right direction. So please just keep that in mind. But again, I love business coaches. There are some phenomenal tradie business coaches out there, and I have the privilege of working with so many of them, with going into their own groups, but also working with their clients so we can both work together to help you build the business that you really want. If you have an existing bookkeeper, just bear in mind that there are different specialties when it comes to bookkeeping. So for example, in my bookkeeping business, we are a zero only firm, have always been for almost 12 years I've had that business. We love systems and processes and making sure all your apps and programs are all connected and talking to each other in a really smooth and simple way. That is not everybody's specialty and that is perfectly okay. But if your systems feel a bit clunky and there's data entry happening over here and you have to data enter over here, or this system isn't talking to that system and there's some spreadsheets happening, then maybe it's time to go back to the bookkeeper and say, hey, is there any way that we can streamline these processes? I don't really want to have to be pulling information out of here and looking at this spreadsheet. And again, just ask the question. They may say to you, that's not my specialty. I don't enjoy doing that. And that is perfectly okay. You might need to then find somebody who can do that piece for you so you can get that information. Again, my bookkeeping team work with lots of clients, existing bookkeepers, to help them with our specialty so that makes their job easier and the client's job easier. When I work with clients from a profit first perspective, my recommendation is always if you have an existing bookkeeper that you stay there, unless it's a disaster, but most are okay, but communicate with them. And if there is something that myself or my team can help them out with because it's not their specialty, then we are happy to do so because at the end of the day, we want your financial systems all to be talking to each other, all to be simple, all to be efficient. Let's make use of the technology we have and make sure that we can do that in a really easy and simple way. Now, with regards to your tax accountant, we need our tax accountants. They should be amazing. We should love them. We should be able to have at least a tax planning session around April, May every year to talk about the current financial year and how you're doing from a tax perspective, what they estimate your tax situation to look like so that you can make sure that you've got that covered or at least have a bit of an idea to be able to have that covered. We don't want to leave it till May the following year to have our session and then they say, surprise, here's a bill. We don't like surprise bills. So we want to make sure that our tax accountant will do a tax planning session for us during the current financial year. Yes, of course, you will need to pay for that. But please, again, if they're not doing that with you at the moment, reach out to them and let them know that that is what you would like to do. One thing that I've seen an increase of at the moment, as I said, is around the tax side of people's businesses, that there is a misalignment, I guess, between the tax accountant and what they're doing and what you understand they are doing. And there's a really big disconnect. And this is where I've seen quite a few clients, like I'm talking more than five new clients, with huge issues around their tax situation because of this disconnect. And so what I wanted to do here is just give you a couple of tips to have a look at your Xero file. Just open up your Xero file. And if you look at your dashboard, the invoices that it says are owed to you, are they close to the mark? Is there any invoices there that the client's not going to pay you or you know it's been paid and it hasn't, but it's still showing as owing? Does that dollar figure make sense to you? Then we go down to your bill section. We want to know that the amount that's showing there that you owe is correct. Again, if it's not quite right, then we need to check in that. And then on the left-hand side, where the reconciliations are done on the bank accounts, we want to make sure that there's no more than 7 days of unreconciled items. Now, the first that check can happen, and you may need to go back to your bookkeeper and ask them about that first, and then go to your tax accountant. The next thing I want you to do is go into your Xero file and open up a profit and loss and a balance sheet. Now, I'm not a massive fan of these reports. I must say they absolutely have a purpose, but I see time and time again that the information on them is not correct, which is very disheartening for the client because you look at that and then you can see that things aren't quite right. So then we ignore it and we can't ignore it any longer. So have a look at your P&L and have a look and see if those totals make sense. Have you spent $15,000 in office expenses this year, but you haven't spent $15,000 in office expenses? Are there any categories there that have huge amounts of expenditure next to it that don't make sense to you? And then again, go back to your accountant and go back to potentially your bookkeeper as well to investigate those. Now, when you open up your balance sheet, again, this is a report that most people don't like to look at, and it's often because it isn't up to date. We want to make sure that all, particularly in the liability section, so the amount of money that you owe, we want to make sure that that is correct. So again, if you have a look at that, just have a quick look and see and make sure that all your loans, leases, whether that's car, equipment, money you've lent the business, is all listed there. And then again, go over and have a look at the balances. So if there's a car lease there for $50,000 owing, but you know it's about 12 grand, then ask the accountant, why is that the case? Or if there's not a lease or a loan on there and you know that you're paying a monthly payment towards that, then please let them know as well. And one I want you to really have a look at is, and this will depend on your structure, but for a company, it'll have a director's loan, it might have owner's drawings, but it is the money that you have either taken from the business or put into the business. And I want you to specifically ask the accountant to explain that to you. Explain what that means. Does that mean that you owe the business money? Does that mean that the business owes money to you? And just get them to explain what the tax implications are of both of those situations. And if you just have a look at those, do that quick overview of your P&L and your balance sheet and have that conversation with your tax accountant, it is going to help start that communication process again for you if it has stopped or it may never have been there in the first place. But it shows your tax accountant that you're interested in finding out more about these things. Now, hopefully you have an amazing tax accountant who will explain these things in really simple terms. If they don't, just don't be afraid to say, hey, can you just like break that down and tell me really simply what that means? And from that information, then that will help you get a better idea of where you're at financially, what's going on. It will also give you a much better idea if now is the time to have a look for a new tax accountant potentially, if they are not providing you with the information you need, or they're not communicating with you, or they kind of, we can have that meeting later. It's a good idea that maybe you then search for another one. As I said, your financial team is critical to the success of your business. If you've got an external bookkeeper, an internal bookkeeper, if you've got a business coach, if you've got, we all have to have a tax accountant, please make sure you communicate with them and let them know, hey, I need to know this information, or hey, this information doesn't look right. Can you please explain that to me? Or hey, this information doesn't look like, can you just double check that that is correct and let me know what's going on there? So I know I talk about your financial team all of the time, but as I said, it is critical to your business that your financial team is all working together to help you achieve your goals, that we are all communicating. When I work with clients, I insist that I am able to communicate with their accountant and their bookkeeper, because I want to make sure that we can all, as I said, build your business, make sure that it is profitable. And I can't do that alone. Your financial team, we have to do it together. So as I said, go through that little check, open up your zero file, have a look at those couple of areas, open your P&L, open your balance sheet, and just ask yourself, does that make sense? And if it doesn't, please contact your bookkeeper or your tax accountant and get started on working out what is going on in your business. Because once you know what's happening, then you can take steps forward to fix it. At any point in time, if you have any questions around that and not sure what to ask your accountant or bookkeeper, please send me an email, katie@profitfirstfortradies.com.au. Tell me what's going on. I'll ask you a few questions and then I'll help craft some questions for you so you can ask the right questions to your team to get the right answers back. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Profit First for Tradies. If you want more, head over to profitfirstfortradies.com.au for the show notes and the links to today's free resources. And if you'd like to learn how to become a permanently profitable tradie and eliminate your cash flow problems, join us in the Profit First for Tradies Facebook group, where I share tips, resources, and trainings so you can save time, save money, and save your sanity. You can learn more over at profitfirstfortradies.com.au. Catch you next time on the Profit First for Tradies podcast.